Good morning, people out there. I welcome you to Daily Opportunity. Daily Opportunity is a daily devotion that feeds your soul with spiritual manna. Today, June 12, 2020, we'll be considering the topic that says, "Do not conclude yet." Our text is taken from Genesis 15. From 3 to 4, I read, "And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my help. Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your help, but a son coming from your home body will be your help." Can we pray together? Lord Father, we pray, Your word will come straight to us, and we will make conclusion about our lives through your word in the name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, I want us to know that the journey of Abraham started from Genesis chapter 12, moving from idol worshiper to yielding to the call of God. His call was back up with some uncommon promises, which include making him to be a great nation, blessing him, and making him great. Also, blessing those who bless him, and also cursing those who curse him. These are some of the promises God promised Abraham. When we look at Genesis 13, 3 to 6, we could see the fulfillment of certain promises God had made concerning his life. He was wealthy. He had many servants. He had sheep and many animals as well. But he was also thinking that when he died, who will take charge of all the wealth he has accumulated? And that was when he started thinking of a child. And this was what really happened in our passage today, that Abraham was developing a thought that it's becoming too late for him to have a child. So when God came to him to assure him that, look, you will have a child, he unfolded to God certain thoughts running through him. From our text, we could see what Abraham said. Abraham unfolded to God that, look, I know that the servant for my household will be my help and not my own biological child. What he was saying is that he cannot give birth to a child, so one of the servants from his household will be his servant. So what Abraham was doing was that he was concluding that it was too late for him to have a child. So God quickly responded that he should not say that. He is not the one to conclude the matter concerning his life when he has not concluded. So God responded by saying, no, this man will not be your own help, but the son coming from your own body will be your help. What is God saying here? God is telling Abraham that you will have a biological child and a servant will not be your help. So God is saying that Abraham should not conclude yet about the matter when he has not concluded. So in our lives today, just like Abraham, we also make conclusion about certain matter or the other. We conclude that the admission is not possible. We also conclude that when we have tried so much on getting a job, that we cannot get it again. We also conclude that even getting a partner, when you have waited for many years, it's not possible again. Some also conclude that they cannot even give birth to a child. Dear people of God, all these are your own conclusion. They are not the word of God for you. So God is urging you this morning that you should not conclude when He has not concluded about your matter. Do not allow thought, situation, circumstance to make you conclude that these things are not possible. With God, the Bible says all things are possible. So dear people of God, I urge you not to conclude when God has not concluded. He is the one who determines what to be. He is the determinant of your life and destiny. So as you go out this morning, be optimistic that something great is coming your way. As I conclude, know and confess that no one can conclude anything about your life, not even yourself, when God has not concluded. I pray, as you go out this morning, the promises of God will come to pass in all you do, and you shall live to proclaim the goodness of God in the land of the living. I remain your host, Omotayo James.